Czech Television is a huge enterprise, and it still has a typical feature of these enterprises from the communist era. What often happens in some of these huge sort of businesses is that you have a formal management structure, but actually these are not the people who are making the decisions. There is a kind of informal group of people behind the scenes who are making all the decisions. This is what I think Mr. Hodač has confirmed now on his resignation, and previously this is what Ivan Kytka had problems with, Jana Bobošíková, other people who left. This is basically very anti-democratic, because if Czech Television as a public service organization receives money from people, the concessionary fee that people pay, it should be accountable. But of course, if there is only a formal structure of people who pretend to be management, and then there are some sort of friends who gather together in the corridors and they make the decisions, and they make these decisions in the interests of themselves, not in the interests of the public, this is a serious problem. Then, of course, there is the problem of professionalism. Czech public service news isn't very good, basically. Of course, this is the problem that goes back again to the fact that this institution really exists in the real world, in the democratic world, for only 10 years. There aren't personalities, truly professional journalists, I don't know, like what you see on American or on British television, because they haven't had really time to grow.
Right, well, public TV, Czech public TV, appears to have lost its way in fulfilling its role. What do you think is where is the way forward now? What can be done to remedy this as quickly as possible?
Of course, the Council for Czech Television should make important decisions. They should really sort this out with the chief executive, Mr. Chmelíček. They should really ask themselves whether Mr. Chmelíček is the right person for the job. Of course, the situation is even more complicated than what I have been describing, because there are party political pressures. And of course, the Council for Czech Television is itself an organization which was dismissed, as you may remember, earlier this year under some political pressure, and was then again nominated as a result of this opposition agreement between the Social Democrats and the Civic Democratic Party. And I don't want to be too cynical, but I unfortunately suspect that many members of this council are much more interested in towing the party line, as it were, rather than in creating an independent, really professional television station.